Your Royal Highness, the Duke of York, Dr. Robin Niblett, Director of Chatham House, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great honor for me to be here today with you in this eminent and historical institute that has always been at the forefront of the debates on international politics. It's all the more significant that the ceremony is taking place in the UK, the birthplace of modern democracy, and the very country that generously hosted many Tunisian opponents. Let me first thank all the guests for attending the ceremony and Chatham House member for their generous vote, and let me extend my special thanks for Her Majesty the Queen as Chatham House patron and the signature of the scroll. Thank you all for this award that I take as an acknowledgement of the difficult battle the Tunisian people are fighting in order to build their democracy. Your kind and generous gesture is but a resounding tribute to the Tunisian martyrs and people's struggle for freedoms and emancipation. As a human rights activist who once was persecuted and forced to exile for the defense of freedom, dignity, and equity, I came to learn that the price to be paid for the materialization of these noble objectives is certainly high, that the task, though painful and tenuous, is profoundly uplifting and rewarding. Today, Tunisia has just ushered into a new era where economic and political development, as well as the renewed commitment to the core values of openness, tolerance, and hard work, are its catchwords. Our resolve is stronger than ever, as we have actually succeeded in doing away with ferocious autocracy. We will deploy every effort to succeed in our democratic transition and make out of the Tunisian Revolution, which heralded the Arab awakening, a truly positive and inspiring experience. Your Royal Highness, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, while I profoundly treasure this precious token of gratitude and generosity, I sincerely wish further success to your outstanding organization for its tremendous work in the service of freedom and peace, and express the hope that our endeavors will be up to the expectations you are placing in us and the recognition to which this auspicious ceremony testifies. It's with great honor that I accept this award as an encouragement to pursue the efforts to cement our relationship and as a significant contribution to bring our people together for a better future. In the name of all Tunisian women and men, I thank you so much for this award. Thank you.